And I'm getting recorded. 10 minutes. All right. Stop my timer. Rafael Alcoholic. Wow. What a journey. I'm not just talking about AA. I'm talking about the journey to get here. I left my house this morning about 5 o'clock this morning. Went out to Newport. Worked all day. And then I jumped in the car and drove all the way out here, past like 5 counties to get here. Should have started my trip yesterday, and then I probably would have got here in time. let's get the stats out of the way. I have a sobriety date of August 1st, 2021. I have a sponsor. His name's Kevin, speaking tonight. And I have a home group, which is out in Redlands, if you're ever in the area. I don't know why you would be in the area, but hey, if you're in the area, there's this nice little group that meets up Monday nights, 7:30 o'clock at night, and it's a great, great, great speaker meeting. It's much like this, very structured, and I love that. I love how structured this meeting is. Came and spoke out here, I think like what, maybe a little bit over a year ago, and I spoke for about 10 minutes. If you would have asked me then what I thought about AA, I probably still would have been really, really confused. If you ask me now what AA is, crazy, beyond my wildest dreams. I want to welcome the newcomers and anyone that didn't want to identify and just, you know, want to be here sitting down. I get it, because I was the same way too. I sat in the meetings when I was about like, I don't know, 23 years old. I didn't hear a single thing that you guys had to offer. I just kind of walked out the door still, and you know, I really didn't care. At 23, who would, right? And continue my drinking. I'm not going to talk too much about how much before my drinking I was, because I only got 10 minutes. But I want to talk about the now, how AA has affected my life, and how what a gift AA has been to me. And, you know, there's a part in the book that says, to watch loneliness vanish and to get a fellowship, I'm paraphrasing here, but to watch a fellowship grow up amongst you. And I see that as true. This big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, there's been so many things in it that's come true to me. And it's beautiful to come into a place where I felt very alone. When I first came to AA, I felt alone. You know, this last time that I came in, and I just didn't feel a part of life. I really didn't. I didn't feel a part of the people that I was associating myself with. And when I came into AA, it's beautiful. The people in AA has just wrapped their arms around me, and I feel the love. I feel the language of the heart speaking. Not even only just by the words in the big book, but by the actions people give. You know, there's been plenty of people that just given me the shirt off my back, off their back. And it's beautiful. AA has taught me a lot. It's taught me patience. It's taught me tolerance, especially spending 3 hours from Newport to get here. And it's funny, the drive over here was pretty mesmerizing, because GPS took me through LA, like downtown LA, and I'm like speeding through the streets because my GPS keeps telling me I'm going to be here at 7:10, and then 7:20, and then 7:30, and then it like, takes me through this like wild solenoid canyon ride, and I'm like... Started like at the river and like at the end of the river, and I saw this like resort off to the side, and I was like, huh, I wonder if I should go to this meeting tonight or just pull off right here and just camp out. But it was a beautiful, I even saw a shooting star, and it was just like it's like pitch black, and there's like 50 cars in front of me and like 50 cars behind me, and we're all going the same direction past this tunnel, and it was just wow. And to think I would have missed that. To think I would have missed coming into AA. To think that I would have missed a life beyond my wildest dreams. You know, the gifts of the program is beautiful. My mother, you know, she's getting a little bit older. And you know, I spent 35 years of my life destroying that woman's life. Begging and taking from her. You know, I can try to say I helped out. I can try to say, yeah, I gave her a ride here, gave her a ride there. But today, you know, I got to pay for her cell phone bill. The first time in 37 years. And that's beautiful. Because, you know, when we were at the phone store and we're sitting there, and, you know, I'm telling my mom, oh, don't worry about it. I'll get you a phone. You know, I'll pay for your phone. And she's all like, make sure it's Motorola because that's all I know how to use. Okay. You could have an iPhone, but hey, you know, it's all good. She likes her Motorolas. She's old school. And, you know, she sat there and she asked, how much data of, how'd she say it? Gigabytes of internet do I get? What are you talking about? You get unlimited amounts of internet service on your phone. And she's like, what? And I said, don't worry about it. She's like, can I use it in Mexico? Yeah. Might be a different brand, a different service, but you'll still be able to use it and be able to call to Mexico. And right now she's out there. And that joy that that woman gets when I call her, and that joy that I can hear in her voice doing the things that she loves. Being out in the ranch in Mexico. And I've been there plenty of times when I was a kid, and I think that's where I started my drinking, because my grandpa had a cantina, and, you know, we're Mexican. So we start off young. You know, I'm pretty sure my uncle gave me like a little bit of tequila just to shut me up when I was crying when I was like probably like 2 or 3 years old. So, a lot of mm-hmms. But, you know, growing up, I felt like I was alone. I really did. I had two older brothers, and they were 5 and 7 years apart and from me, and it's just, I was the baby, you know. Even though I was spoiled and I was a pathological liar, you know, I just felt that loneliness. And so when drinking came into play, it washed that away. So if you're sitting here tonight and you felt that same way, I mean, you're not alone. And so when I came into AA, I found the solution. Instead of drinking it away, I found a spiritual awakening in this book, and what my sponsor has taught me, and what my previous sponsor has taught me. And you guys know him as Trenton H. He was my sponsor for about a little bit over a year too, and I like to say he's Kevin's Bill, so he's Bob. So I just went from Bill to Bob. But I love it because they both follow the same spiritual guidance that comes through the big book. It's just one guy, you know, nudges me a lot harder than the other guy. So, and I need that. I really do. I'm not saying it's, you know, as my experience, I'm not saying to change sponsors frequently. It's probably not recommended. But in my experience, I take it as if I need somebody else to walk me through this book and to get me through what I need to get through, why not change them? Why not, you know, try something different? You know, I've heard a lot of speakers talk, and they've had the same sponsor for like 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. And that's beautiful. I really adore that. But the way my thinking is, I need to have some type of different type of message, I guess you could say, you know. For the last minute, I'll talk about a little bit of my first sponsor, Trenton H., and I call him my first sponsor even though he wasn't. But I heard something that he had to say, and that's the first time that I actually woke up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was like 11 months into my sobriety, and I was dying of alcoholism, sitting in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, in my experience, if you're struggling, stick around. Stick around a little bit longer. You might hear somebody say something that's just going to resonate with you. And that's what it was with Trenton. You know, something resonated with him and in me that I was able to relate, and I was able to just stick around that little bit longer. And then he threw me right in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous, right where I belong. So that's pretty much all I got to say today. Thank you so much for having me out.